Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim, where Maseches Brachos Daf Yud. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. First of all, we learned from the 5 times that David HaMelech stated, Barchi Nafshi, bless my soul, that the Neshama is comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 5 ways, such as, just as Hashem fills the world, He sustains it, He sees but is not seen, He's Tahor, He's pure, and resides in the Chadri Chadarim, so to speak, in the hidden chambers, so too the Neshama in its relation to the body, right? The Neshama fills the entire body, it sustains it, it sees but it isn't seen, it's Tahor, and it resides in the Chadrei Chadarim. So we learn the 5 ways the Neshama is similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in terms of its relationship to the body. Number 2, we learn that a person should never give up hope no matter how dire a situation seems. Even if a sword is placed upon his neck, one should never refrain from praying for mercy. As it says in the Gemara, Afil Cherv Chadam Unachatz Al Tzavar Shal Adam, even if a sword is placed on the neck of a person, Al Yimna Atzma Min Rachim, he should not refrain from praying for Rachim, for mercy. And we learned this from Hizkiyahu Melech, who prayed for his health, even though Yeshayahu and Navi told him he was going to die and lose his portion in Olam Haba for not getting married and procreating. And nevertheless, Hizkiyahu still davened, he never gave up hope. So we have so far the 5 ways in the Shem was similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secondly, you never give up hope. And thirdly, we learn that one should not eat before he davens. This is learned from Lo Sochlo Adam. The pasuk says, you may not eat upon the blood, which teaches that you may not eat in the morning before you pray upon your blood, before praying for your own well-being. Once again, the 3 points. So we learn from the 5 times David HaMelech stated, Barchi Nafshi, bless my soul, then the Neshama is comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 5 ways. Secondly, one should never give up hope, no matter how dire a situation seems. Even if a sword is on the neck of a person, he shouldn't refrain from mercy. And thirdly, we learned that one should not eat before he davens. Learned from the pasuk, Lo sochlo adam, you may not eat upon the blood. So now we get to the siman. The siman for Daf Yud is always going to be a yid, a Jew. And we're going to use an elderly yid, an elderly Jewish man. So what's the siman? So we have a yid with a very special neshama. He has a sword against his neck, but he's not giving up hope as he sings Barchi Nafshi 5 times, swaying back and forth, and he refuses the meal offered him before he is davened. So once again, you have this yid with a very special neshama. We learn the way the neshama is similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a sword against his neck, but he's not giving up hope. Right? Even with swords against your neck, you never give up hope. As he sings Barchi Nafshi 5 times, and that's where we learned about how special the soul is, and it's likened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's swaying back and forth, singing Barchi Nafshi, and he refuses the meal offered him before he is davened. What would have been his last meal, but of course he never gave up hope, and there's always a happy ending in our simanim here. So that's the siman. Again, a yid with a very special neshama has a sword against his neck. He's not giving up hope as he sings Barchi Nafshi 5 times, swaying back and forth, and he refuses the meal offered him before he has davened. Great, so now it's time for 4 blot back chazor, beginning on Dav Vav. So the siman for Dav Vav is a sword. So we learned that one has a makom kuvo, a set place for davening, considered a talmud of Avraham Avinu, and he'll receive a special siyat tishmaya, help from Hashem. Secondly, we learn that Hashem wears tefillin with parshios to proclaim the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, such as Mika Amcha Yisrael. And finally, we learn that one who benefits from a wedding su'uda, a banquet, without being mesameach the chasan, without bringing joy to the groom, violates 5 kolos. But if he does gladden the chasan, then he will be zocha to Torah. He will merit the Torah. Then we go to Dav Zayin. Dav Zayin is a gun. So we have, first of all, Bilam knew the exact moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, which lasts just a rega. And Rabbi Yeshua knew it was when the rooster's comb turns pale and stands on 1 foot. Secondly, Moshe requested that after the Chet HaEgel, he wanted to understand the sugya of Tzadik V'Ralo, why the righteous suffer and the evil seem to prosper. And thirdly, we learned from Elisha's relationship to Eliyahu, the Gadol HaShemusha Shel Torah, Yosem Yilamuda, the greater is attending to a Talmud Chacham more than learning from him, because he was characterized in terms of pouring water over his Rebbe's hands as opposed to learning from him. Then we go to Daf Ches. Daf Ches, the siman is a challah. So we have things that a person should daven for that require timely response, like a good wife, Torah, easy death, burial, a nearby bathroom. Secondly, we learned that since the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem only has the 4 amos of halacha in his world. Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Ein La Kadosh Baruch Hu Bo'olamo, Ela 4 amos Shel Halacha. And third, we learn one should always complete the weekly parsha with the tzibur, with the congregation reading Shnai Mikra ve'Echad Targum, twice the pasuk in Hebrew, and then the third time in the Targum, in the translation. If he does so, he merits Arichas Yamim B'Shanim, length of days and years. Then we get to yesterday's daf, which is daf test. The symbol for test is a teapot. So point number one, we have a machlokas whether the carbon pesach must be eaten before chatzos, or one has until the morning. And the machlokas is based on whether the time of haste, the shas chipazon, that is mentioned with regards to the time of eating the carbon pesach, is that referring to the haste of the midstream of the Egyptians to free Bnei Israel, which occurred at night, or the haste of Bnei Israel to leave, which was in the morning? Then we have the second Mishnah in Brachos, which discusses the proper time to recite Kriyat Shema in the morning. The Gemara concludes, it's when one can recognize Mashiach, a friend, at a distance of four amos away. And finally, one should always try to greet a Jewish king. Even greeting a non-Jewish king is valuable. So in Olam Haba, in the future, we'll be able to better appreciate the kavod given to a Jewish king. And our simon for that was, you have a person who's quickly and hastily pouring tea for the group eating their Karm Pesach at midnight, and he suddenly sees his friend from four amos away wearing a souvenir crown that he bought at the parade to greet the king. And then we have today's daf, daf yud. We learn from the five times that David HaMelech stated Baruch Hinavshi that the neshama is compared to Kodesh Baruch Hu in five ways. Secondly, a person should never give up hope no matter how dire a situation seems. A few of Cherev Chadam and Nachatz al Tzavar Shal Adam, al Yimna Atzma min Arachami, even a sword is placed upon his neck, he should not refrain from praying for mercy. We learned that from Chizki al Melech, who didn't give up hope, even though he was told by the Navi, by the prophet, he was going to die and lose his portion of Olam Haba. He still davened to get better from his illness. And thirdly, one should not eat before he davens. This is learned from Lo Sochu al Adam, you may not eat upon the blood, which means you should not eat in the morning before you pray upon your own blood, before praying for your own well-being. And the simon for today is a yid, an elderly Jew. He has a very special neshama, and he has a sword against his neck, but he's not giving up hope. As he sings Baruch Hinavshi five times, giving it his all, swinging back and forth, and he refuses the meal offered him before he has davened. All right, so now let's finish with our pop quiz. All right, which daf do we learn that there are three matanas tovos that are acquired through afflictions? What daf was that on? That's on daf hey. And where do we learn that a Kodesh Baruch Hu only has the four amos of halacha? He only resides within the dalet amos of halacha since the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. That's on daf ches. Excellent. And where do we learn that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? That's on daf vav. Good. And where do we learn that one should always try to greet a melech, to greet a king? What daf was that on? That was on daf tes. Terrific. And where do we learn that neshama is similar to Kodesh Baruch Hu in five ways? That's on daf yud. Great. And where's the machlokas about the latest time to eat the Karban Pesach, whether it's at chatzos or it's until the morning? That's on daf tes. And where do we learn that someone should never give up hope, even if a sword is placed on his neck? That's on daf yud. Two more. Where do we learn about Kriyat Shema Amita? That's on daf hey. And where do we learn that one should not eat before he davens? That's on daf yud. Excellent. Great. So that's it for today in Maseches Brachos daf yud. This is Rabbi Avraham Golder from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.